Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope, a show where we talk about a game that's coming out or has come out and we give our first impressions. My name's Ashton.
And my name's Ben.
Ben.
Yes.
You've been playing a game.
I have been playing a game.
What game was it, Ben?
It's called Pokemon Legends Arceus, or Arceus if you want to pronounce it like 50% of people on the internet.
Depends who you ask, really.
Yeah.
Who you ask, yes.
Who you ask.
Yeah.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah.
Depends who asks. Yeah?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Because according to us, we don't want it to be called Arceus because we Brits say the word arse.
Yeah, that would be crude,
yes.
Wouldn't it? It's not like
so
we have a very successful, famous football club called Arsenal.
No.
Arsenal.
So yeah, how have you found it? How much have you delved in? It's quite a lot of tutorial, so.
Yeah, so I've only played, Quipscope, we do this kind of a first impressions piece, so I've played like the opening hour or so, which is mostly tutorial, but already the brilliance is shining through.
Really?
I am very impressed by what I've seen so far. And obviously the critical reception, if you're plugged into that sort of thing, has been glowing as well. It's very much the shot in the arm that the Pokemon series is needed. Because even though they've added little bells and whistles and tweaks, the games are fundamentally identical every single time. And that's fine because they're fun. And it's a formula that works. And they sell God knows how many millions of copies. But we always wondered, or I did growing up, like, what would happen if we made a Pokemon game that was like 3D, like proper 3D, where you could roam around an environment and it's like, you know, the camera's right down in there. And we've gotten closer to that
with
in
Shield
recent times.
And Sword, yeah.
But it's still sort of the same gameplay, random encounters, you're doing the battles and then you catch the Pokemon, you do the gym badges and so on and so forth. So this is a spin-off and it is fundamentally different in a lot of ways, in a lot of really exciting ways. So it's set in the Hisui region, which is what the Sinnoh region from Diamond and Pearl would go on to be called.
Okay.
100 years later.
So this is like the earliest timeline-wise Pokemon game.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so, yes. And you sort of fall out of the sky at the start. You're a mystery person, an enigma that's just showed up in this land. You don't know where you've come from, you don't know where you are, and you sort of get adopted into the local village, which is kind of your base of operations. It's almost like a frontier town.
Right.
So people are starting to expand into this new region and they're trying to catalogue and understand the Pokemon there. But largely, people are really scared of Pokemon. So there aren't really trainers. Trainers don't really exist. It's just wild Pokemon roaming the fields and so on and so forth. And you sort of get swept up in the Galaxy Expedition team who are trying to catalog. You get your Pokedex, but it's like a flip book because it is. And it's sort of this weird melding of, it's 100 years in the past and it's very traditional and everyone's wearing sort of sandals and kimonos and stuff. But then also there is some technology, so it's sort of like a punky kind of vibe going on there as well. So that there is technology and modernization, but it's very much tied to that historical aspect as well. So the way this obviously changes things is that there are no gyms and there are no gym badges. And you do have a team of six Pokemon as per usual, but battles don't happen all the time. Your main goal is to catalogue and document Pokemon, and you have different goals for each individual Pokemon. It's not just catching them once. There'll be different objectives, like catch them several times, catch different variations, catch them without being seen. And that's another thing that you can do, is that the catching isn't reliant on being in battle. You don't have to weaken them first and then catch them.
Right, yeah.
You can, it's a third-person adventure game, basically. A lot of people have compared it to Breath of the Wild, which I think, on the one hand, is helpful as sort of like a shorthand for this is that kind of experience. But on the other hand, it could be compared unfavorably because Breath of the Wild was so amazing in so many ways.
Yeah.
But you are just roaming this environment. You leave the town or the village and you go out on your little research missions, and there are Pokemon walking around. There's tall grass that you crouch and walk through, and you have Pokemon with you, and if you want to use them, you just like, you pull out the Pokeball and throw it at the ground to get the Pokemon out, at which point a battle will start, because some Pokemon can only be caught by battling them first, so they're distracted. But again, you don't need to necessarily weaken them.
And I saw online that you could literally sit in a bush and throw a Pokeball at the back of a Pokemon's head, and then they go in the ball.
Yep.
You don't have to like talk to them, you just grab them.
So there'll be a little icon above their head that shows how hard they are to catch. Okay. So some of them will just be like, Bidoof is docile and an idiot Pokemon and will just come bounding up to you. And you can just, you just press, I think, the X button to switch between your party Pokemon, so you don't throw out one of your Pokemon and start a battle, and just your items. And if you just have a Pokeball there and you aim it like a third-person shooter. And I've seen people pull off trick shots where these Pokemon are like flipping 20 meters away and they just throw it up into the sky and it bonks them on the head. And then there's still a random chance. It's not 100%, you know, just as before. It's not 100% guaranteed that you're going to catch it. But it's this aspect of sneaking around in the grass, and sometimes enemies will get, Pokemon will get cross at you and they will charge at you and you have to dodge roll out the way. Right, like that other game that I'm not going to compare this game to, because that's a no-no.
And roll-ins in a lot of games.
Roll-ins in a lot of
games. Who could even know what you're even talking
about?
Exactly.
It could be inspired by something else.
Anything else.
But more than ever, it doesn't feel like you are sort of just walking around waiting to do anything interesting in the game.
Yeah.
And anything interesting in the game in that sense was always using your Pokemon. Mm. This time you actually feel like you're in this world, and it's quite a, it's, this is where it kind of falls down a little bit, is because it's on the Switch and it does look a little dated, and it doesn't look as good as Breath of the Wild. Again, I think unfavorable comparisons there. There are some pop-in and texture issues, but it is quite, you know, it's this big rolling landscape that you can, as you progress through the game, get on different Pokemon to get around faster.
Yeah.
You can ride, you can fly, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do, and in the meantime, you're sort of leveling up as a researcher. And there's this core story, at least, that's kicking off at the moment, and I don't know where it's going to go, or if indeed it's going to go anywhere, where, you know, you're an unknown quantity to these people. And they're like, okay, we'll take a chance on you. And then you catch a couple of Pokemon. They go, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And I was saying to Kieran, one of our editors, who's looking forward to this game, that it reminds me a lot, so far at least, of the sort of plot that ran through Mystery Dungeon, where you were a human that got transformed into a Pokemon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, come on. And there was sort of this theme running through, like, this guy's awesome. He's the chosen one. He's the special guy. And that's the, so I'm getting the same vibe from this, because Everyone's just so impressed by everything that you do that it's quite an interesting take on the formula. So that's the general thrust of what you do in this game. You explore the big open environments, you catch the Pokemon, you don't have to battle them anymore. But the battling is slightly different as well, in that while it's still turn-based, you're able to just run around as yourself during the battle, just like round the outskirts of the fight. You can stand in the middle of it if you like, and you just sort of stumble backwards if you get hit by a move. Mm-hmm. Isn't it
like agility based as well? Like you can get Pokemon that are fast attackers.
I think so. Yeah, when you get later on into the game, you can skip a go to hit twice as hard, basically to like power up your different moves. But at the end of, similarly to Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu and some of the more recent games, there's an XP share thing that goes on. So every time you catch a Pokemon, everyone in your party gets XP.
Yeah.
Every time you defeat a Pokemon or a trainer, whenever you come across those, everyone in your party gets XP. So there's always stuff leveling up. There's various quality of life things as well. Like you don't have to name your Pokemon as soon as you catch it and then have to go to a special guy in a special town to change it later on. You can just change it from the menu whenever you want. Mm-hmm. When a Pokemon reaches the criteria to evolve, you can just select them from your party and select evolve. So you don't have to keep mashing B every time. You want to just keep your cute Charmander, you know? Right. You want to keep your cute Charmander for a while. So there's all sorts, but it's just the general setting that I find super intriguing. It just seems cool and different, and it's what Pokemon has needed so desperately for so long.
Because I know that you were a little bit apprehensive about the new Pokemon, because these aren't Pokemon that necessarily are known to everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pokemon now.
Yeah, there are. Is this kind of what you wanted? Because I know that you were struggling with, like, you didn't really like Sword and Shield, so it wasn't really up your bag, but you're a big fan of, like, the old school Pokemon games. Is this kind of drawing you in again a little bit?
I like Gen 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So the first 250 Pokemon, we're talking up to Pokemon Crystal. Mm-hmm. And after which point, I kind of fell off. And I've played a few Pokemon games over the years. I played Black and Black 2, and I think I played Sun, and I tried Sword, but didn't really like it.
Yeah.
But I loved Let's Go Eevee, even though it was massively simplified because it was set in the Gen 1 area again. So this has got a mixture. I have seen a pretty even spread of different gens so far, so much so that I've recognized at least all the Pokemon that I've seen. And I've not thought, what's an ice cream doing here? Why is the ice cream Pokemon? That's objectively silly. But the three starters, I believe, are just from different generations. You get to choose three starters. So there's what's he called? Oshawott, yes, because that's the one that Kieran wants. He's like a little otter.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Cyndaquil. I know that one. He's a starter from Gen 2, so I chose Cyndaquil.
Okay.
And then there's Rowlet, the little owl, leaf owl, which I think is from the most recent ones, right? Sword and Shield?
I think it's from Sword.
Okay.
Potentially, because I think it's the monkey and Shield.
Yeah, and then there's the little round boy. We may be off here, but the point is
there's Pokemon.
There's a decent spread of different Pokemon, and it feels like an adventure. And Pokemon really sorely has been missing this, and I think this is a really positive move, especially as a spin-off game. Mm. And I'm sure the next full game is in, you know, well into development now, and is likely to follow the same sort of trend that they've done for the past 25 or so years. But I sincerely hope that we see another game like this. Say, for example, if they did this, but it was set 100 years before people really knew what was going on in Kanto. So it was just the first gen Pokemon, and it was like, oh, it's Mount Moon, but like before people were really brave enough to explore it. That'd be cool. I'd love that. So this gets a resounding recommendation from me.
Cool.
If you are a lapsed Pokemon player, or if you're on the fence about this, or if you just want to play a Pokemon game, you've never really tried them and you liked Breath of the Wild. And again, it's not exactly the same as Breath of the Wild, to be clear, but it is, it's pretty close in terms of what it's trying to do for the series.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it very much. I'm looking forward to playing some more of it. And that's all I got to say.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
Amazing. So now is the bit that I'm a bit rusty on, because we've not done a Quipscope in a while, because we had didn't have much coming out in December, so we've not done any quips and smart moments. So here's my best attempt.
Yeah, yeah.
Pokemon Legends Arceus. More like Pokemon Legends Arses in the Seats, because this game's good.
Hey, I don't even think I need to follow that up with another one.
I think you should.
It's that good. No, I'm gonna let that one hang until the next Quipscope we do, so everyone can think about it and how good it was.
Yeah, and the next time they can go, wow, Ashton, you really nailed that.
You really nailed that.
Yeah.
At Scrambled Ashton, tell her just how well she
great.
Did. That was a really good... Hey, at Scrambled Ashton, that was a really good pun. I'm glad Ben didn't ruin it with a follow-up.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool. Okay, we're going to go now. Thanks for listening slash watching, everyone. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.